Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, B'siyata Dishmaya. What's without Siyata Dishmaya, right? Anyway, but this is for particular Siyata Dishmaya. We are now going into our fifth shiur on the Kirun Or Panim of Moshe, on Moshe Rabbeinu's radiant face. Baruch Hashem, we've already seen Niflos. We've seen how what was radiating was the light of Torah through Moshe, that until now there had been a physical obstruction, chatzitza, of Moshe's body, and now Moshe became much more ruchni, and the light shone forth. But as we saw, the message to Klal Yisrael was that they are not going to receive Torah with the kirun panim. Yes, they are going to receive Torah, but now with this shining countenance. And that's why we saw in the pasuk that it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, he didn't know his face was shining when God spoke to him. Meaning he didn't know that he was supposed to be giving over the Torah with the shining face, which he wasn't. So this was something, he was just giving over the Torah, sans that without the shining face. As we explained at length in the previous shiur, and now we are moving forward. So exciting, Rabbi Say. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Especially Kishalomdim Behekif Kaze Gadol. Kmo Shenachem Mishtadlim L'lmod Gam Be Mikra V'Gam Be Talmud L'nasot L'hakif Et Hanose. Some people like vorts, which are great. A vort in the Parsha, a vort in the Gemara. I once was going to work for a certain website where they wanted me to give over shir and say alam de shavort and then go to the next sugya. You say over the basic, you explain the basic pshat, a taste of lamdas, chakira, kasha teretz, and then you're on to the next sugya, which is beautiful. And anybody who does that gets life in this world and in the next world. However, there's another derech halimut that says that it's nice to have a raisin, a cherry on top, piece of chocolate, it's delicious. But why not what they call in modern Hebrew, lechet al kol hakupa? Why not go for it all? Why not go for the swing for the fences, swing for that grand slam? To learn the sugya, b'oimek, uberachvus, very broadly try to understand every single word, the mashmot of every single word. And the svaras, the kashas and the terutzim. So we do that, we try, mostly. In our chumash shirim, in our gemara shirim, in our rambam shirim, we do our best. And of course, there's also a place for, what they call iyun kal, for lighter learning. There's also a place for vikiyas, just to get the pashup shot. But that, of course, is a discussion in and of itself. Just a hakdama, nachnu achshav mitkadmim v'nigashim lepasuk lamed. Katuv bepasuk lamed, kamovan beperek lamed dalet, efo shenachnu omdim achrei shesparnu betuf tam. Ta pasuk hakodem, pasuk chavtet, v'yar aharon, v'chol b'nei Yisrael et Moshe, והנה קרן אור פניו, ויראו מגשת אליו. And Aaron and all of the Jewish people saw Moshe, and behold, his face was shining. And they were afraid to approach him. מצד אחד, רש"י כותב, שמקרני ההוד של משה היו מרתיעים ומזדעזעים. זה מה שראינו ברש"י, בשיעור הקדים כבר ציטטנו את רש"י, שרש"י כותב שלפני החטא לא היו יראים ולא מזדעזעים, ראו את אש אוכלת בראש ההר, לעיני כל ישראל שמות חפתלת יוצאין, אבל עכשיו, מי שעשו את העגל, now that they served the golden calf, not only didn't they didn't see the fire of God, they weren't afraid of that back then, לא יראים ולא מזדעזעים. They saw the carne hod of Moshe, and even that, which is a lower madrega, obviously, than the fire of God, they were yorein mizdazea from that. Hayu marti'im. They were taken aback by this great light. So, when we talk about the Aveira, who did the Aveira? Not Aaron. So, that's talking about the other Jews, but not Aaron. Because Aaron didn't sin at the eagle, it was the Jews. Wasn't considered Aaron's sin. And he certainly, if it was his sin, he didn't sin in the way they sinned. They did was obviously much worse. They were pressuring him. Rashi explains in the parsha over there of the Chet HaEgel that Aaron just kept trying to stall them. Unfortunately, it didn't work, but that was the plan. So when it says the Chaitim, it wasn't not talking about Aaron. And therefore it says Aaron v'chol bnei Yisrael. We asked why it's a Lashon Yochid. Aaron v'chol bnei Yisrael should be Lashon Rabim, should be in the plural form. Why is it in the singular form? So the answer is that they had a different Re'iyah. Aaron's Re'iyah of the light of the face of Moshe was even the bnei Yisrael. In Israel, where Yoreim is Dazim, they were after the sin. So they saw it with Yira, with Zazua, that they were taken aback. Interesting in Rashi. In our Girsan Rashi, we have Lo Yoreim Velo Mizdazim. When they saw the fire of God on the mountain, they weren't afraid and they weren't shaking. Mishasu Egel, after they made the Egel, Af Mikarni Hodo Shemosha Yomartim. They were taken aback by the, even by the radiant face of Moshe's splendor. But it doesn't say Mizdazim, it just says Martim. First it says Lo Yoreim Velo Mizdazim, and here it says a lashon of Martim. And the Pasuk B'chayu is a lashon of Vayiru. So that would be in our Chumash Rashi, those who want the Talmud Rebbe Shlita gives an unbelievable Chumash Rashi share every week. And he's been doing this now for, I think over 20 years, and he just shows every week it's a Pele Plus. He's medayik in every word in Rashi. This is a one word Rashi, and he just builds olamas. It's something to behold. Majestic. In any event, speaking of majestic, another good Mara Makoma, the Shiurim of Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was Nifter close to 30 years ago, at a very young age, unfortunately. And a shiurim are on online, on OU's website. And they're just, I've never heard anybody speak as well as him. Just the power of his oratory is something to delight in. So that's a good Mara Mukum if you haven't listened. I listened to it already when he was still alive. They used to have tapes from England. And he was a rabbi also in the Jewish Center in Manhattan, I think from 77 to 81 when I was a little boy. His children went to school with me. Any event, so those are two good Mara Makomas, but the Talmud Rebbe's Shiur Mara in Yiddish. But they're translated into English and Hebrew. They're written up in English and Hebrew, so you can get a hold of them. Any event, that was just a few Diukim and Rashi. But my point is that Vayar Aaron saw, and Lashon Yochid, and then Mechob B'nai saw, meaning it was Lashon Yochid because everybody had their own individual Re'iyah. Aaron's Re'iyah wasn't like everybody else's Re'iyah. Because they had sinned and he hadn't. That's the Aveira. So it's a different Re'iyah for Aaron, a different Re'iyah for the other people. And so Lashon Yachid. And then they also were taken aback and he had to call them back. That's in the next pasuk. Vayikra lehem Moshe v'yashuvu elav Aaron v'chol ha'nasim be'eda. Right, the Ibn Ezra says v'yashuvu elav, that because they were taken aback, they were so taken aback. Aaron and all the Nasim. And Moshe spoke to them. So Aaron was also taken aback to a certain extent, but not because of the sin, not like the other people. He was also awe-inspired, but not in the same way as others, in so far as that he wasn't as yare and mizdaze as they were. He wasn't as taken aback as they were. Again, that's why it says alashin yachid. Maybe he was a little bit because b'chozot he had a chelik in the aver. There was some chelik of Aaron there also. In the eagle. So I'm saying that because Rashi says here that he. Before the sin, they weren't afraid of God's fire, and here they were taken aback. So you see clearly in Lamed Aleph that Aaron was taken aback also. Akopanim, that's the Vayar Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael. Everyone had their own individual re'iya. Those who sinned different than Aaron. And behold, Moshe's face was shining. Vayiru migat she'elav, and then the next pasuk it says that he called them back because they had been. He called them to come forward because they had been taken aback, literally. And then it says Vayiru is Lashon Rabin. So that's talking about everybody. It's Lashon, it's plural. It's talking about Aaron and the other people as well. So this apparently is something additional. Because now Moshe is coming to give them the Torah and the Luchos. And when they saw Moshe's shining face, which is the Ora Torah, they understood that that's going to be their Kabbalah with all of the light. They understood their Makabal Torah, and together with the Torah, they get the light that comes with the Torah, this radiance that comes with the Torah. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu has it, they also are going to get it. And since they felt and they knew that they weren't in a matzav of bittul hachomer l'ruach, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, why was his face radiating? Because his chomer was bittul to his ruach. His physical body was nullified to his spirit. And therefore the light that was within him radiated. And they knew they weren't on that madrega. And that's scary. Because the chomer, the physical kli, cannot take all that light. It's going to be too much. And they're in mortal danger. Like we have earlier, Farshat Yitro, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Tet, Vayomer el Moshe, Daber ito imanu v'neshma, Vayadar imanu el impen nomus. And then it says, Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayomer shalom al tiro. Don't be afraid. In other words, they're afraid that they're going to die. You speak to us and not God. Because it's too much. This ruchnius is just too much for us. So we're afraid we're going to die. So here also, that was the fear. There was a fear of death. Back then, they were afraid of death. They were afraid to be makabel the Torah here also. They're afraid. They see Moshe's radiating face. They say, we're not holding there. We can't do that. We're just going to become nothing. The light is going to be too much for our bodies. And that's also Lashon of Vihine. And behold, Shekefisha Biyanu mi Pikun Or Panim Lamdu al Mahut Kabbalatam et HaTorah. She Torah im Gilu Yeor Beguf Gashmi. V'lachem Pachadu. V'ayinu Mash Ketuv Lashon Shel Vihine Shehu Sheraou Sheine Kabbalat HaTorah Didhui Beofen Sheyesh Bo Vayirau. Vihine is always something new. Whenever something new comes up, and behold, something new. They didn't realize this. They knew they were Makabel Torah, but they didn't realize that it's going to be with this great ore. They seen the light on Moshe Rabbeinu's face. And they said, that's what's coming to us. And that was scary. That's Vayirao. They were all afraid that their physical body was not going to be able to take this great light. And they'd be rendered into non-physical beings, which is what we call death. So that's the Vayirao. So we have at the beginning of the pasuk, we have the Vayar. Aaron saw, the Bnei Israel saw, Moshe. His face was shining, it was different seeing. Vayiru, they were all afraid. Because they realized, oh my goodness, this is what we're getting. It's going to be too much for us. ואנחנו גם מבינים את הדיוק שדייקנו מהפסוק. First it says that they saw Moshe. It implies there are two different things over here. They saw Moshe, and behold, his face was shining. Why doesn't it just say, and they saw that his face was shining? We know that we're talking about Moshe. So the answer is, no. V'yara Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael es Moshe. They saw Moshe. What does it mean that they saw Moshe? That Moshe Rabbeinu is the one giving us the Torah. And the Kirin Or Panav is the Pshat in Moshe. In other words, they are seeing the Moshe through whom the Torah is going to be given with this light. So that's why it was said this way. It's not just that they saw his shining face, someone's shining face. They saw Moshe. Moshe is the Nosein Torah. And they're understanding that the Nesinas Torah is going to be with the Kirin Or Panav. V'nei Karan Or Panav, that's the Pshat and how he's giving the Torah. He's giving the Torah with his light. V'yehu migeshet elav, and therefore they're afraid to approach him. This is too much. The Moshe yinou klapei netinat haTorah sheMoshe hu shenatna. Moshe is the giving of the Torah. Moshe is the giver of the Torah. U'pnei Moshe. And when they saw the face of Moshe, Heim apshat b'Moshe, that explains what type of Torah he's giving. Sheruot Moshe shekazu tiyeh netinat haTorah al yado. They saw Moshe and they saw how the Torah is going to be given with this light. Because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu had on his face. That's also what we're going to get. In the Torah Shleima, in Yisrael Shmem, he brings in the Medrash, Lefi shehakeren min haTorah, vehaTorah esh, שנאמר מימינו אש דוס למו לפיכך ירו מגשס אלה. The light was from the Torah. The Torah is fire, as the pasuk says, from his right was fire. And therefore they were afraid to approach him, and that's exactly what we've been saying. That was the fear. The fear was this, the fire of Torah was burning within Moshe. And they said, we can't really deal with this fire. Going to be too much for us. That's the Torah they understood that they were receiving. ולפי זה נראה במה שכתוב פסוק למד א', ויקרא עליהם משה, וישובו אליו אהרון, וכל הנשיאים בעידה, וידבר משה אליהם. עליהם. And Moshe called them, and Aaron and the Nesim and the leaders returned to him. It's interesting that in Pasuk Lamed it's Bnei Yisrael, and then in Pasuk Lamed Aleph it's the Nesim. Vaidaber Moshe aleihem, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them. As the Alshech Makshe. זה ספר נפלא ביותר, לא שהוא צריך את הסכמותיי, אבל האלשך מקשה, מביאים בשיעורים שלנו הרבה מהאלשך, שאם לא יכלו אהרון וכל ישראל לסבול, איך עצרו כוח כאשר קראם? וכן עיין שם שהקשה בעיקר העניין, ולמה בצוותו אותם לא היה על פניו מסווה? So if they couldn't take it, then how did they have the koach now to approach him? Shuvu Eilav, what changed? Before they were too afraid, and now Moshe calls them. How do they have koach? And also, why didn't he cover his face? That would have made it easier for them. Could have put on the veil. Or he could have taken his family there skiing. That's what a lot of Jews do. But that's Vail, Colorado. Here we're talking about the veil on Moshe's face. It's inappropriate, but it's Chodesh Adar. We're allowed to make a joke once in a blue moon. Unfortunately for me, my jokes are a little bit more than once in a blue moon, but generally in these shiurim, I keep it pretty serious, Baruch Hashem. In any event, why didn't he have the veil on his face? ולפי דברינו נראה, שאף על פי שלא ניתנה התורה להיות אצל ישראל עם כוח לקבל את האור שיפעל בהם בשלמות כפי שפעל אצל משה, אין זה לכלפיהם כמקבלי תורה, אבל מצד נתינת התורה ממשה, הייתה זו נתינה כפי שקיבלה משה, תהיינו עם כל אור התורה שהיה אצל משה, ומשום שכך נתחייב בנתינתה שתהיה כפי קבלתו. Gewaldig. Even though the Torah was not given to the Jews with the light, that the same light that Moshe Rabbeinu had, the Jews weren't zocha to that same light. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the Torah, he's giving it with all the light. We can't receive it with all the light. But Moshe Rabbeinu was giving it with all the light. And that's why he didn't have the mask on his face, the veil. So we don't need to come on to what the Sforno says. That then a little bit later, the Sforno says, because the Pasuk says, Vayu einecha rosas marecha. You should see your Rebbe. The Gemara says, because I saw my Rebbe from behind, I was sharper. Imagine I would have seen it from the front. Gemara in Erevin, and Daf Yud Gimel, that Rebbe says, "Hayde mechadadna mechavroi de chazise le Rav Meir meachorei, v'ilu chazise mikamei hava mechadadna tfei, v'yu einecha ro'ot et morecha." So that's how the Sforno has it. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the veil on, so they would see his face. Based on what we're saying now, we don't need to come on to that. Moshe Rabbeinu has to give the Torah with all the fire, with all the brand that he received it. And the Jewish people are going to receive it as they can on their Madrega. As the Torah doesn't, we're not going to have that same light. It's not going to have the same shlemus by us as it does by Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's how he has to give us the Torah. He has to give us the Torah as he received it with the light. And therefore, that was what was mevat, the vayiro was misbatel. They were now able to be makabel the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give it. So when we have the Torah, it's not going to be with that light. But the etzem nesinas haTorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives it over to us, he has to give it over to us like he received it with the fire. And therefore we had the koach now to receive it with that fire. So originally we were afraid that this fire, we're going to die. It's going to be too much for us. And then so they were afraid. And then Moshe called to them. He called to them to receive it anyway, because the Etzem Kabbalah has to be like Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabal. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give them the Torah as he received with the fire. And then after, it's not going to be like that for them, you know, all the time. Their Madreg of Torah is not going to be on the Dreg of Moshe. But the Etzem HaNesina, that they're being given it now, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you can handle it. Now you can handle it with the fire, because I have to give it to you as I received it. So we were given the power to receive Torah from Moshe. So we can also receive it with the light, that as Moshe Rabbeinu had the light, so the Vayiro was batal. Because K'mekavli HaTorah, we're not going to have the same light when we learn as Moshe Rabbeinu did. But at the time of the giving, that's when HaKabbalah has to be as Moshe Rabbeinu received it, which is with the light. And with this, we can explain a Mishnah Avos, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Moshe Kibbel Torah Mesina Mitzara Le'Yoshul, and Farshim ask. First it's Kibel, and then it's Mesara. Moshe received the Torah, and then Mesara Le'Yoshua. How about this? Moshe Kibbel Torah Mesina, Yoshua Kibbel Mimoshe. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosar Es HaTorah LeMoshe, Moshe Mosar Le'Yoshua. So there's a lot of Torah on this. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Similar idea in the Ruach Chaim. Moshe Achen Kibbel Torah, Kishem Shenim Saralo. That was Moshe Kibbel Torah Misina with the light, B'Shalemus. And that's why Moshe's face radiated. But Yehoshua, there was a Mesiras HaTorah, but it wasn't on the same level as Moshe. Moshe gave it over, but he wasn't Makabel. Everything Moshe gave him. Ulo Kibbel Kol Ma Shenimsa. So in other words, here when the Jewish people are receiving it, Moshe is giving it with all the fire, but not only is it not going to remain that way with them, but it would seem that even B'Shas HaKabbalah, they couldn't receive it with all the light. For I said, at the moment, you'll manage for a moment when you're getting it, and then the Madrega will go down. It could be that even at that moment, you can't be Makabel with all of the light of the Torah. But that's not how Moshe gave it. Moshe gave it that way, and they were makabel as they were makabel. For example, a Rebbe gives a shir, and the Rebbe's shir could be on a very, very high level, and people understand it on a much lower level. People, they put it into their own little shel rosh. They don't chap all the godless of what the Rebbe's doing. Some people can give a shir, and they, toch kedei, somebody said this about Rav Yitzchak Goldstein. Rav Yitzchak Goldstein was the general editor of the Hebrew Rats Kol Gemaris, and he was a tremendous, tremendous gaon, saying Kol HaTorah Kula, backwards and forwards, and you would never know it by looking at him. He looked like the most. He looked like the mailman. To the point that people used to call him Mr. Goldstein. Can you imagine? Lived in Malo Dafna. And there were some American avreichim. They would talk to him and learn. They would ask him questions, and somehow they could ask him anywhere, anywhere Kol HaTorah Kula, and he was holding the even with all the shitas. But he looked so pashut, they called him Mr. Goldstein. And he wore those old-fashioned glasses, and he wore this dubon coat, what they have in Israel, in America also. He didn't wear, most rabbanim wear these black, and b'nei yeshiva, b'nei Torah, they wear black, long black coats, buttons. But he wore like a regular winter coat, like most of the world wears. So I think it was a green winter coat. Again, very, very pashut. So he really made nothing of himself. He had cancer for like the last 14, 16 years of his life. But he was a very, very unique individual. And nobody heard of him. Just people see his name on the cover of the art school. They don't know who he is. But he was not only a gana gana gona min Torah, he's also a tzaddik. Any event, one of the things they said, they put out a sefer in his memory, Hespedim. So one of the Hespedim said that when he read the art scroll elucidation, he saw how he would just answer kashas the achronim, and what he wrote, he had a magical quality that he can put a lot of explanation into a minimal amount of words and make it as clear as possible. He worked for art scroll. He also worked for the Talmudic Encyclopedia. Which is amazing that you can have a person who is so holding in Pashup Shat, an art scroll that anybody could understand, an art scroll Gemara. And at the same time, he also was able to work for the Talmudic Encyclopedia to literally be a walking encyclopedia of Torah. And, write those articles for the encyclopedia, those entries with hundreds and thousands of Maramakot, or thousands, but each Each entry has hundreds of Mara Makomis, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, Yerushalmi, Bavli, Midrashim, everything. Tremendous with Shutim and Lamdash Svarim, amazing Torah, Talmudic Encyclopedia. So he worked for them as well, but he had that magic that he was able to answer kashas without even people realizing that there's a kasha and there's a teretz here. So that was just a few words in memory of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Yitzchak Goldstein. In any event, that's what's happening over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the Torah. He's giving it with his all of the fire. When the Jewish people are receiving it, they're receiving it on their madrega. He's giving it on his madrega, and they're receiving it on their madrega. Because they can't take all the fire. Even though Moshe is giving it with all the fire, they're receiving it on their madrega. And that's Moshe kibel Torah misinai umisara liyoshua. Moshe was makabel one Kabbalah. And then he passed it on to Yoshua. It was a Mesira, but you can't say he was Makabal, because he wasn't Makabal all that was given to him. Moshe passed it on with all the fire. Moshe passed it on Moshe Mazdrega, but Yoshua wasn't Makabal on Moshe's Mazdrega. Yeshua was Makabal on a lower Mazdrega. You can have a shear. Somebody once was describing to me many, many years ago before Rav Asher Weiss became so famous, saying, yeah, I go to Rav Asher Weiss's shir, and he quotes so many sources. So I'm not taking away from Rav Asher Weiss's bekiyas. He has vast, vast bekiyas. But I don't think that's all of his godless. You know, today you can go on a computer, or you can look in the Tshuvas Yabia Omer. There's 50 times more bekiyas there. Zchuto yagen aleinu, Chacham Ovadia. But Rav Asher Weiss's godless is his... It's his clarity and his depth and his lumdus and his ability to reach a psak and his kashas and his terutzim and his agdaris and his chilukim. It's a lot more than just quoting a lot of sources. But some people, that's what they get from the shir. Yeah, wow, look at that. He quoted the Minchas Chinuch and the Ketos HaChoshen and the Igros Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer and this. And they quoted, wow, it's all so good. But that's not the full gist of it. It's a lot more. So Moshe was Moshe the Torah, Midargas Moshe, and Yoshua was Makabal and his Madrega. So he gave it over, he received, but Yoshua didn't receive it, everything he gave over. But then it says Yoshua is a Kenim. That was on the same level. The Zakenim were able to get what Yoshua had. It's Kenim Lenevim. And it could be Nevi'im Yisrael, Anshe Knesset HaGadol, and now there's Yerida again. Because from Nevi'im to Anshe Knesset HaGadol is Yerida. Obviously, Anshe Knesset HaGadol are on the same Madrega. Rakopana, but that's what's happening over here. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ayikra Eliyam Moshe V'yashuva Elav Aaron V'chol Nitzim Beit. They came back. Because they can do it. They can receive the Torah Moshe is giving, and they're going to receive it on their Madrega. And they don't have to worry that they're going to die. But Moshe has to give it over on his madrega, with his light. Merv Rabbi Isai, this concludes this offering. It was terrific, Baruch Hashem. And we have to go on and explain more. We have Pasuk Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Dalet Hey, and then it's Hashem. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. It's great. Shalom, shalom. B'li nedar namshich.